Last time on Brothel D&D.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck is the internet?
What are words?
Oh, you've only been resting for 45 minutes.
Neener, 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 we stole your bunk.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
You hear, as you guys begin to sneak up, some of you better than others, you hear Russell. Oh, halt! Who goes there?
Joe Mama.
No, shut up.
Oh,
where? He's dressed like a cultist.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? He calls out a name because I can't think of a good fantasy name right now. Is that you? Didn't expect you back till tomorrow.
Calls out some random name.
Let's just say he says,
male
hey.
Male name or female name?
It's a male name.
So, Bill. Let's go with Bill.
No, I'll storm right in and stomp right into the middle of him.
You notice some movement. You clearly see that what you can see now, because you're getting close enough, is that a form has now stood up and appears to be poking around. And you see several other forms starting to stir. And it appears to be poking around, and suddenly you start to see a little bit of flame as the fire starting to be rekindled.
So it's getting brighter.
So I see everybody laying around sleeping.
Yeah, as you say, as long as you're not doing anything, you see the.
Or you see someone stoking a fire to get it brighter to signal somebody.
Huh? He's stoking.
I'm there anyway.
I say I'm going to let you interrupt whenever you want, but right now he's stoking the fire and
I'm more warning people that we're coming. That's my point. That's why I wanted to avoid this.
You see him sort of pick up and light a torch.
I'll start yelling at him. What are you doing sleeping? Who's on guard?
We're not part of the guard. Looks at you funny. The cult has half people now?
Do you want to come down to Milo?
Do you want to roll intimidation on that, or is that just you throwing it?
I can roll an intimidation one.
It's up to you. You want to try to be intimidating?
8.
He laughs. You're funny. Like,
I'll throw a firebolt at his knees.
Okay. Are you going to do that?
Are you going to hit him or are you going to hit the ground?
Yeah, I'll throw one at the ground.
Okay. I mean, we're not part of your guard. You're paying us. You're not paying us the guard. You're paying us the hunt.
Oh, it's a hunting party.
Where's my fucking dinner? Where is everybody else?
You mean you don't know?
I am just getting back. Where is everyone else?
You gotta take your orders from that crazy purple-wearing lady. I don't know. Everybody moved out incredibly quickly, the last half day or so.
You'd have moved to see where?
I'm hunting for those who have stayed on, whatever. You do what you like. And you see everyone else there, hey, what's going on? Cold, whatever. And he starts, stoking the fire, and he looks like he's going to lay back down, go back to sleep.
Okay, I'll turn.
So they're not hostile, Troy?
Yeah.
They're hunters.
What did Leosin say about the hunters?
Just that the cultists don't hunt.
Yeah, just that they pay people to hunt for them.
Is all it was. Now that you're close enough, you can see sort of... you can see sort of kills and stuff strung out, and it's been stripped, and so there's meat hanging there and stuff like that.
Okay. What can Albert see?
Where's Albert at?
Circling.
Over the top of you? Or
well, at a distance, circling around.
He reports back that he's not seeing anything. Not seeing anything unusual.
Movement?
Nope.
Are you having him look inside of the?
Oh, squirrel!
Squirrel! Are you having him look inside of the cavern? Is that what you're talking about?
He's got to eat sometime.
Poor Albert.
So have Albert check out the encampment that we went into before and see if there's anybody actually
there. That's what he's looking at.
Okay, that's right, okay.
Okay. So I see nothing.
So he says it's
out. I'll come back out.
There's hunters. Yeah, at this point, the hunter is grumbling about losing sleep and crazy cultists okay. and this rolling back over in his pack and trying to go back to sleep.
Okay, okay. So we all backtrack back to Troy, who stayed still yep. like a pussy. apparently they're just hunters, dude.
So nobody in the canyon? Is that where we're
at? Albert doesn't see any move.
I say we just go through the front door because we're not going to get attacked if nobody's there. And there's no need to.
Assuming we're not going to get attacked.
I mean,
they seem to actually buy it that I was.
We can check for traps at the front door if you'd like.
Give me an insight check. He doesn't care. These are gruff hunting type guys, and he was more amused than anything at, you know, someone that's smaller than a child giving him lip. He just doesn't care.
Were there still, like, tents and stuff?
You'd have to ask Albert.
Hey, Albert. Who? Okay, how far away is he?
I'm saying he already flew by once and was looking, so.
And yeah, he sent by that there was no movement other than that squirrel.
Movement. I don't care about movement.
The thing is, dude, they think he understands what a tent is.
Yeah, how far out am I from where he would be able to see his meeting cabins?
You just have to walk through the hunter's camp and get closer.
No, where he can see.
He can see it now. It's okay, just you can't see through his eyes.
So you got to move closer to him.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
All right. You guys.
Once I'm close enough, I'll look through his eyes to see the encampment.
As you guys, so are you're walking past the hunter's camp then?
Yeah.
The guy who's rolled over kind of looks at you all funny and whatever, and rolls over.
I walk by and go, Dick.
Start shit.
What? He was being a jerk to my little buddy.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling what kind of animal start shit?
I'm not.
probably some rabbits.
Yeah, I'm taking a rabbit.
Sleight of hand check?
No. Just boldly taking a rabbit.
Oh, you're just boldly taking your rabbit?
He's hunting for him.
What are they going to do? Attack? This is true. He's fine.
Let's see. Is he even going to care? I don't think he cares.
Okay. He's too tired anyway.
He does not give a fuck.
All out of fucks to give.
So as you get over to the edge, you look through Albert's eyes, and you realize the canyon has drastically changed in the last 48 hours.
How so?
Details, please.
The area where the prisoners were kept, and kind of where you assume that the kobolds and stuff slept, has been completely destroyed. You can see ashes. You can see most of the middle section. Some of it is intact. A lot of it's been destroyed. Anything, you notice that the big tents at the far end are gone. I'm saying this because I'm assuming you're having them swoop around and you're kind of just generally keeping in touch with them. So the camp appears to be, for the most part, completely abandoned.
Let's start investigating.
Yeah.
Where would you like to enter the canyon then?
I mean, through the front door is easiest. No reason to try to climb down, accidentally fall, you know.
Okay, so you're walking in, okay.
That order.
Same order, yeah.
The huts of the kobolds have been burned. Most of the huts in the middle remain, but they appear to be completely abandoned. You can't, through Albert's eyes, detect any movement in the canyon whatsoever.
Okay, I'm going to roll for investigation. To actually try and see if I can figure out what the hell happened.
Okay.
26.
As best as you can tell, it seems like anything that was useful is gone. Anything that was not useful has been left behind.
Okay.
I mean, it's as if, in mass, they left.
Can we... We didn't look for tracks on the way.
I don't think there's any need to. If there's that many feet, the ground's going to be so pummeled, you're not going to be able to see anything.
What is this? Did we not notice on the way in?
No.
Because it's dark.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Let's just keep moving forward and move. Yeah, well, let's move. Let's move towards the like the back of the canyon and just keep going.
That the damage was
Can we see?
It might be. I'm sorry. What?
Can we see a giant cave that maybe everybody's gone into, or
you know that there's a cave system near the back? And
okay, so my idea of moving to the back might have worked.
Give me a. What do I want to roll this as? Let's roll something that you guys don't normally get a roll.
Like nature, maybe?
I mean, I'll keep rolling investigation all the way back and try and find clues.
Give me a history check. No, that's not fair. It's got to be insight. I hate making you guys roll the same things over and over and over again. Troy gets advantage.
Oh, shit! Crit fail!
I got a 1.
12.
I got a 1, too!
12 is your highest?
Yeah.
You guys, you know, the three of you don't really remember, but the gnome, you remember now that you're thinking back that when you freed Leosin, there was a small cave
farther back.
No, that was, I think it was just in the shadow more than anything.
A small cave?
What's that thing called?
Yeah.
What?
The Drake.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I think it's called an attack Drake.
Ambush.
Ambush Drake, yeah.
Or ambush Drake.
Ooh. That's how I remembered. That's how I knew what it was going to do when we were in the Sally Port. It went
ambush
off
is in the name.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Actually, to be fair, it has a pretty good climb, so I had to climb up on top, and it was just going to pounce with all four claws on the first person to walk out. So I figured you guys were going to be like, hey, repair this. Okay. And you just go walk out and just go, boom, dead. Now what are you guys going to do? That was my hope. But
yeah, we outsmarted you.
You did.
Jeff outsmarted him.
Jeff did outsmart us.
That was very smart.
Thank you, Jeff.
Made up for that dragon thing.
So yeah, you do remember after thinking about it that yes, there is a cave in the back, and you remember seeing it.
Okay.
It was almost straight back from where he was tied up.
I'm gonna investigate back towards where the higher up tents were.
Okay.
In the middle, or in the very back of the cave.
Is there a your owl do it?
Well, no, we can see that everything's empty.
Yeah. No, I just mean, like, if there was something that was going to jump out and eat something.
Well, yeah, he's circling.
So you're investigating the back of the canyon or in the middle?
Where the leader's tents were. See if I can find any kind of clue about where they went.
Right. Okay. So that would have been in the back.
Yeah. I don't remember where it was.
So you're moving in that direction?
Yep.
You can go ahead.
18.
You're rolling really well today.
Well, no, I've got a +7 to that roll.
Still.
My roll was so you were investigating just that area?
I'm investigating where the leadership would have been.
All you're seeing is exactly what you've seen before. Stakes have been pulled up. Tents are gone. You can see, since you rolled that well, I'm going to say you can see motion, hurried motion, but that's all you can get.
No, like random scrap of paper saying we're going here next.
Yeah, they didn't leave anything behind at all.
Go in the grocery, be right back.
Yeah.
BRB! Give me a perception check, Mr. Gnome. Oh, did you guys all go with him when he investigated?
I assume. We're not split up the group. Well, we're not splitting the group. We're in a similar area.
Well, I can't see, so I want to stay with somebody.
Damn.
You light up your staff.
I can't. I can, but I don't want to give a signal to whoever's in that cave. Unnatural 20.
Okay. You realize that thinking about the cave and you're looking, and I imagine you're sort of scraping around the ground, kind of just looking. Something suddenly sets off your danger Will Robinson sense. And you sort of turn and look, and you realize that there are. Now you probably actually see it. You see two little pinpoints of flame, just inside the edge of the cave, as there are two torches, and you can see underneath those torches two humans, standing, sort of looking out.
Do they see me?
Good thing you didn't light that stick.
I'll give you stealth with advantage.
People in the cave.
16.
Imagine that.
They don't appear to notice you.
Okay. How far away is everybody from me?
Apparently you're in the front now.
80 feet, maybe? 60 feet? I mean, what... I'm...
Do you have a crossbow now?
No, I don't. I should have.
I'm going to have Albert land near the mouth of the cave and
carry it off. Okay.
I'm going to signal to him, do not fucking move.
Can we clarify, here's the mouth of the cave. Where is he at? Is he right in front of it? Is he
two guys
on the cliff?
Two guys are just inset in the cave.
Right. How big is the cave mouth?
I think it's 25, 30 feet across.
Tall?
Tall, probably about 15 feet.
Right at the top.
Okay.
He'll land there.
So
I'll have him hoot.
Are you trying to draw them out?
No, I am trying to get you guys to notice that the bird is making noise now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Look over there.
Give me a wisdom check, the three of you. Yep.
He's with me.
Why don't you just with walk together? We're not in a hurry. Just walk to us and tell us what you see.
I'm gonna say go ahead and make a wisdom check anyway because you don't want him with you at the moment.
Nine.
But 12.
Okay. You two are just kind of
Matt and Troy.
Matt and Troy are just kind of owls. And you're owl. Oh, flame. And you see them immediately, Lucas.
I can see anyway. I'm 120 feet in dark, so I'm good.
Right. The idea is that they were sort of tucked in and you wouldn't necessarily have immediately noticed them. He's a little bit closer. He saw them. Now you have been alerted to it via the owl.
Right. So we do a little Three Stooges smackaroo and I go, hey, let's go that way.
Yeah, yeah. You guys all look and you go, oh, well, you do. You can sort of, you see a glow. You kind of get the idea of what's going on. But
hey, are there guys in there? Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Okay?
Sure.
He hoots and you just kind of see the guards kind of... Whatever. Yeah, just whatever.
And I'll have him fly away again.
Okay.
Alright. So I kind of motion to these two fellas, hey, let's go creep over there with the gnome. Something's going on in this cave.
Am I in a spot where if I move, they're going to see me?
You give me...
So they're humans?
Yep.
And they are standing with a torch, which is not going to give them great distance vision.
40 feet.
In dark.
Right. This is correct.
They're going to have a visual disadvantage twice, pretty much.
Yes, they are. Give me a... But as far as whether or not Pickle Britches feels safe or not, I would call that an insight roll, maybe?
Probably.
Jeez. I'd like that die.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, borrow that one.
Unnatural 20.
You feel pretty good. You feel you could go a little ways farther. They're not. You realize it's early in the morning. You know, it's 2 or 3 in the morning. They look pretty tired.
Exactly what went through my head.
What? They are, but they are. They're not incredibly active.
Okay.
In game mechanics, they're probably, unless you make a noise or fail, majorly botch a stealth check, then you could probably get right up next to them.
Are they rising to their feet?
No. They look like they're barely on their feet.
They lighten up a cigarette, strapping shoes on their feet.
Okay, I'm going to signal them to go over to the side where they wouldn't be noticed out of the cave mouth.
Okay.
And I'll try and make my way over there.
I mean, are we at a distance enough where we can walk normally and they wouldn't hear us? Even at the mouth of the cave.
As long as you don't botch. As long as nobody rolls a nat 1.
No, I mean, just walking normally, not...
No.
No.
You have to roll. So long you as you don't get a 1, you're good.
Nat 20.
1.
11.
Okay.
Nat 20. I got 2 nat 20s.
Waste. You're disadvantaged.
It's a waste, but I have f***ing armor on and shit.
10.
Okay, so you're not the stealthiest?
This is the fourth 18 in a row.
That's
until you go to throw your first spell, that's going to be like a 2. You guys aren't the sneakiest of sneaky, but you're moving with enough grace that...
I just had 2 nat 20s!
That's true. You walk between the raindrops.
Man. Yes, thank you!
Sorry.
I've been listening to that.
Have you? I love when they say that. our PPR that we've been listening to, he says it all the time. Whenever someone gets a good roll on like a stealth type check, he's like, you move between the raindrops, even though they're not there. You are the knight.
Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot you did get two nat 20s. Troy's going, ka-ching, 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 but it's only if you had rolled a one that you would like trip and fall and go, God damn it!
As a polytheistic society, they'd say, God's damn it.
That depends. Some of them don't believe in that, even though it is true.
And even he would only worry about his guys.
Wouldn't he just say, when? Well, yeah, those guys would just say, Tiamat, damn it. But...
By the nine!
The problem is she's evil, so that's actually kind of a good thing if she burns things in Hellfire, so.
No.
Anyway. So, yes, yeah, so you guys now are on the sides of the cave. How far would you like to be back from the edge of the cave?
I'll go around to the edge.
So, we're going in this cave. We didn't really discuss that, but.
We're just trying to sneak up so we can kill him fast, right?
But what's if we're not going to go in the cave, what's the point of killing him?
Oh, we got to go in the cave. It's the only thing to do.
No place else to go.
That's where the information is. That's where the report is.
That's what we were sent here to do, is to worry about what's in the cave.
Troy wants to avoid
what's in the caves.
Troy wants to avoid actually going through a dungeon, because that's probably what this is going to be.
We've already done the Ian Dragons part, come on.
I like dragons. I like dragons.
Yeah, but they can probably kill us a lot quicker than that fucking dungeon.
Smash them.
Screw that, I'm going to hatch one.
Raise it as your own.
You ride
Ride
it around.
Sure. I mean, if they hatch from eggs,
do they still have animal handling? Is it skill?
Oh, I've got it. I got four. Plus four.
Yeah.
I want a baby dragon.
Dragons are intelligent. I can reason with it.
This is true.
It gets big enough. Can you ride it around like a chocobo?
Come on. I'm little. It doesn't have to get
big. This is true.
How close? So you guys are now up against the wall.
I will sit on a goddamn dragon. Hatcher.
It just depends on how close you guys want to be. I'll kind of just set up two stooges here. I said it was, what, like 30 feet across?
Yeah.
So, like, they're kind of there. So the cave actually starts maybe here-ish. So, you know.
That's Albert.
Yep, I see him. So right now you guys are completely out of their line of sight. So right. Something like-ish. Does that make sense?
Yep, yeah. You want to like try to draw them out? Like just throw a rock and maybe they'll come out?
Huh?
If you like throw a rock, maybe they'll come investigate it and we can ambush them?
Just take a step this way and like throw a javelin at
them. I like that idea.
Yeah, but what if you miss?
What's up? Can we go ahead
and miss? They're going to jump out.
If they come out, we can hit them with a sneak roll.
We're going to attack these two fucking twats, right?
Do you want me to draw them out, or do you want to run
well,
in
there? What will be easier?
Yeah, yeah, sure, why not do a little mirage deal?
We've all got. But that's an actual spell. I'd rather save that.
No, that's a cantrip you can use any time. But I'm saying, like, once they get them out, we can get them with a sneak roll, right? With a sneak attack, with a little advantage. Am I wrong?
Out there, past the torchlight, I'll use minor illusion to do like the ghost sound.
Okay.
And make the sound of Troy falling over in his armor and going, God damn it!
God damn it!
No. I would not say gods.
The paladin is monotheistic.
Okay.
By the seven!
Let's make sure you guys are in the order that you would like to be in.
How do you, yeah, you
said
it.
Where you would like to be. Anyone being. Okay. Anyone here or closer would have to obviously make a stealth check because you're basically in line of sight. If you're there, you're okay.
We're good.
Everyone happy with where they're at?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, this is not here. This isn't here.
Damn all these books and such.
Since they're right by torches, if they don't move too much, I can see them.
Yeah.
Okay. You can probably see their shadow.
Yeah, I would say you can. If the torches are kind of in a sconce or something, maybe behind them or off to the side or something.
But there's enough glow.
There's probably a shadow right here.
Yeah, it's just the idea that it's tucked away far enough that it's not blaring with light, but they, you know, they can't see anything without light. Most of the things you guys have fought so far can't see without
light. I say we try to capture one of these guys and get a little info.
Okay.
Don't behead one of them. Got it.
Well, I'm hoping that when they come out, it's only two.
This is true. Yeah. If it's more than two, we're just 75
of them come
there's
out.
There's eight guys.
Bugger off.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what.
The Benny Hill music hits.
Don't
you just go.
Don't run around that corner.
Okay. What is a perception is based off of
wisdom?
Well, I mean, they're going to notice. I don't know why I'm even thinking about rolling.
They get an intelligence check to realize it's not. It's not.
Right. I guess it's a good call. And their DC is probably what, like 17?
17.
Not with that roll. Not with that roll either. So you see, it's like what? So that one runs out, and this one kind of just steps out to see what's going on. You guys like, it's probably not a bad idea to go ahead and roll initiative now.
And a three.
Four.
Good job.
It's like the worst initiative I've ever rolled.
Wait, do we add something to initiative?
No.
Matt is three. Lucas is four. Troy was nine.
And you go first.
Jeff was seven.
Now you can throw
Jeff was seven.
Nine.
Take the guy in the back out first, yeah. And then we can try to capture this guy.
Well, he said, as long as we say out of hand that, hey, we're going to not kill this one completely.
Yes, that is what we want to do.
And that's, we do initiatives off of? Initiative off of Dex? Yeah.
What?
Initiative is based, is Dex, yeah.
Dex, yes.
Okay. Troy, you can go first.
I'm going to do two step. Right there. And I'm going to throw a javelin at that guy.
Okay. Hurl a javelin.
That's a three.
This dice shit.
All right. A three is not going to hit.
Put him away.
Yeah. So you
return these.
You. He's going to microwave them.
I don't understand the microwaving. Cody, can I borrow your microwave?
No.
Don't microwave it right now, then start rolling.
I'm going to microwave $10. No.
So a javelin gets thrown, and this guy kind of is like, huh? And as he's surprised because someone threw a javelin at him.
But he can't. But can he see us?
Now he
can. Now.
Yeah.
Even though we're in the dark.
Well, we're single file, so we really kind of only see
Troy. 30 feet away.
He only sees Troy.
No, I got a four. Somebody else is before me.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. My bad.
Oh, sorry.
Again, just kill that guy first.
How many sets of dice do you have in your pockets, Troy? Just do it. Oh, move right there and throw a flame bolt at him.
Flame bolt.
What did you say?
I said you were going to roll a two. What did you roll there, Jeff?
I rolled a two.
You have an inspiration you can use?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Inspiration. Just kill these things.
I just got... I'll get another one. It's plus D6 if I use an inspiration point.
No, I think it's a... I think you get an advantage. I don't remember. It's Bardic Inspiration where you get the plus D6. I get confused because there's something else called Inspiration that gives you a D6. But I think Inspiration points, it gives you advantage, so basically you get a chance to reroll. I can't believe I called that two.
Page 125.
I called the two.
You did.
Which is directly next to the 18.
Just so you know. So I said two. Yup.
Gives you advantage.
Okay. Yes, so if you spend your inspiration, you just get to roll it again.
I'll take that.
Because technically I haven't said whether you've hit or not. You can't use inspiration after I've said whether you've hit or not, but I think you have a pretty good idea of whether you've hit or not.
Yeah, I don't think the 9's going to hit. Since I'm rolling again anyway, would a 9 would have hit?
No, you are also able to gift your inspiration if you deem...
There you go.
That's a hit.
That, 24.
All right, you hit... Is this your penis fire damage?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Hiya! For 4 damage.
Okay, so they have hit points thus, okay.
Thusly.
Okay. So that one, as he takes, you know, you fire this bolt of flame right from your groin and hit this guy right in the chest. He tries to pat the flames out off of his leather armor. Lucas.
I have a bow and arrow. So I'll shoot an arrow at him.
Okay.
Don't move, Troy.
My God. Oh, okay, never mind. 17.
17 hits.
What's that?
17 hits.
Oh, I was sorry. I was trying to figure out what he was doing.
1d8. Yeah, the attack bonus, yeah.
Yes.
Wait, is that right?
Yep, that's a d8.
For 8 damage.
8 damage. That hits a little harder. The javelin gets thrown. He goes, dodges the javelin. Fire hits him in the chest as he's patting out the chest. He just gets the fire out as you lodge an arrow right in between the chink of his armor, and you start hearing him sucking wind.
So he's still not dead.
He's not dead, but he doesn't look good. He's Matt, having a real bad evening.
Matt, you want to kill this guy with your dagger? Because that's probably all it takes. We're after this guy right now. This guy hasn't been touched. That's the one we want to capture. Well, then, rather kill one for it. Yeah. He still hasn't noticed us.
Sacred Flame, the guy right there, Skadoosh.
Oh, I'm sure he's noticed right. us by now. So sad.
DM hasn't said so.
16
hits.
6, right? D6.
No, your spell.
Sacred Flame. I'm your spell card.
Why don't you write
Learn
it down?
Your spells.
Fucking once a month I play this. Sorry.
That's why I'm going, wait, what do you add again?
No, you're doing that because you're fucking.
Wait, what do you add again?
No, card.
I always forget what the proficiency bonus goes to.
Sorry,
D8. Hey, I was saying, it should be more damage than that.
2.
2?
Yeah.
So, we've had fire, we've had Miss Javelin, fire, arrow, more fire. Now his hair is on fire, and he's rapidly patting that out, and he looks like a terminal cancer patient, but he's still standing.
Well, we should probably maybe leave that one alone now. We can capture him pretty easy.
He's like, he's looking real bad. All right.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I wasn't listening to you because...
You never do? Oh, that's why. Okay.
Okay.
You only write once. Twice.
Bullshit, holding back on the
okay, three times, because we just now found out about that other thing.
This guy who's out there turns, and he's like, what? 15, 20, 25. He steps right up to, that's Troy, yeah?
Yes, it is.
All right, he's going to attack. He has a...
Surprise, surprise.
He has a scimitar drawn, so he draws a scimitar and charges Troy. 9 probably doesn't hit.
Nope.
He swings again.
He gets...
Crit fail?
No.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He gets a dual hit with one scimitar?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to have two weapons for that?
Nope. You have two weapons because of your feats, because of your character build. His character build is different.
Okay.
To be fair, I don't know how they built this character this way, but I'm just following the book that he has a multi-attack.
That's why I was confused.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was a bit odd.
And I don't know, in crit, you don't deal crit in this game. You
2 dice, 1 multiplier.
2 dice, 1 multiplier. It does d6 damage, so 2d6. That's a total of, that's the 1, no, that's a 6. That hurts. It's 13 damage, Troy.
Nice.
What the fuck? He hit hard. And this one... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Advances on the gnome.
Quick, duck. Oh, wait.
It doesn't get that advantage, but it's going to take a swing at you. That was just because I hit crit. Otherwise, it would have been significantly less damage.
Does he get multi-attack on him after a move?
It doesn't say that he does not.
Huh.
Yeah, well, that almost seems like it should be two moves.
God, you're a dick.
So the first attack hits.
He doesn't get any disadvantage because he's, like, bloodied?
No.
Barely hanging on here?
Not enough.
That's 12. I'm hitting hard. Apologies. Got a 19, so I'm assuming that a 24 hits you. And that's 4.
Okay.
They hit hard, sorry. Troy.
It's your turn. Old buddy, old pal.
Now the weak one is on.
I know what I'm doing. I'm paying attention.
I'm fucking trying to help, cockbag!
Jesus. That hits.
That'll do.
Do you have extended crit range? You rolled 19, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, don't you have...
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's the standard crit range?
19 and a 20 is a crit, not just a nat 20. That's cool. For some reason, I thought it was on you, but yeah, you're right.
It's on me.
Yeah. Deal some damage. Which one are you hitting? Are you hitting the uninjured? Omega. Okay.
The uninjured fella?
The injured guy and the uninjured guy.
No, you got that backwards.
No, this guy was injured.
This guy was injured.
Oh, sorry. This guy was injured. Yeah. So you'd have to step up. But...
Oh, you should have pointed out.
No, man, this guy.
Oh, you're hitting. Okay, you're hitting the uninjured guy. Sorry. Getting confused myself.
11.
Okay. And you're using your
hammer.
Okay.
One or two-handed?
Hammer!
One.
One-handed.
11. I'll probably almost never be doing two-handed thing again since I have plus two with single-handed weapons, so...
So the guy that came up and slashed at you, Troy, you turn around and you wallop him right in the chest and you hear ribs crack and he begins to wheeze. He's still standing, though. He looks about as injured as the other guy, though. Jeff.
Take your pick.
I apologize now for the murdery sounds that will eventually happen. My wife is listening to Criminal Minds.
No, it makes sense. Makes sense because of the battle, so we're fine.
Yeah. It's intense music.
If only it was like fantasy battle in the background. I deleted that app. I'm sorry.
Shing! Flop.
I gotta use my action to withdraw.
Okay. He just wants you behind him.
Yeah. That's my action.
Okay.
That is a full action, sir.
Lucas.
Okay.
Is this you?
This is me with the unbroken sword.
I'm going to poo boom right now with this fight.
Cool. Very cool. Dang it. I'm going to hit the guy who's very bloodied here.
Okay.
If
you step up there, you could theoretically hit both of them if you wanted to.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, we'll just try. Well, you know what? We're going to hit this guy first.
That's fine.
Since I do have a dual attack.
Yep.
With my scimitars. What am I? Oh my god. 20. Unnatural
hits.
20. Unnatural.
Roll damage. Look at you picking things up, saying unnatural 20.
Well, you know, I've been reading the DM book.
Yeah. Ah. Studying up.
Scimitar. 10 is the damage.
Dead.
So this motherfucker is dead?
Yup.
I want to... What's the word I'm looking for?
Grapple.
No, it's not necessarily grapple. I just want to make sure I don't kill him.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and attack
him. As long as... I can tell you, statistically speaking, it's unlikely that you will kill him. Unless you crit, you might be able to kill him.
14.
So you swing through that guy and... You slit that guy's throat on your left, and you flip... You're using two weapons.
I'm right? using two weapons, yeah.
So you swing across, and then the other one you flip out and attempt to slip the other guy's throat, and he was able to lean back just enough that the tip whistles by.
Just missed him.
Just the tip.
Missed him by that much.
Matt.
Matt, we want to try to capture this guy. That's the idea.
Yeah, so I'll take Sacred Flame from where I'm at.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Okay.
I think you did that wrong.
What?
Sacred Flame, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he save? Dex save.
Oh, roll your dex save.
Is that how that one works?
I don't think we did that the first time.
Yeah, we didn't. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Where are your spells?
He's dead anyway.
Eat a f***ing dick.
What's my DC to hit?
I don't know.
What's your spell DC?
I don't know.
Probably about 14 or 15. 12, it'd be 14. 10 plus...
14.
Damage.
Roll that beautiful damage.
7.
And he drops. This is the part where you play the Final Fantasy music.
Okay, so we got no information out of these guys because we killed him. Oh. Or you can bring him back to life.
He's alive. Yeah. He's not dead. He's not dead until he's like,
dying.
If he had 20 hit points, we got to give him the negative 20.
Oh, I always forget that, yeah.
So yeah, he's so alive. So I'm gonna go up and do spare the dying.
This one
so
is conscious. Dead for sure.
No,
so.
He's neither. Right?
Oh, neither. Okay.
I just like to.
You said dead,
bit.
So I got to.
It's embellishment.
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
So walk me up to him. I'm gonna do spare the dying.
Is that a cantrip?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's.
I say a heal check would probably do it, but if you want to spare the dying, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is this the guy that was all on fire and stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. This is the second individual.
Okay, so you see him.
He just has some broken ribs.
Yeah, he's got some broken ribs and is a lot on fire. Holy fire.
Oh, you did just set him on fire, so he's on fire now. So you put the fire out and keep him alive.
Bat him down. Can you see? I do spare the dying, and I.
Okay.
Good. Standing around. All right.
So we want to interrogate this little fella.
Hey, Stain. Who's in the? What's with the fucking cape?
You non-believers. You will never defeat the dragon. Never.
I didn't ask that motherfucker what's in there.
You don't know the power of the dragon. You won't stop the dragon.
You don't know the power of Tic Tac. I want to roll an intimidation and point at the gnome.
The one who is still dressed as a cultist.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay.
Apparently that's my word of the night. I apologize.
What did I just say?
Intimidate.
Right. I got a 6.
He spits blood in your face.
Alright, somebody else do something.
I'm going to intimidate him too. With my blade at his neck. I can't read that number because it's really far away. That's a 4.
So, Lucas, as you step forward and you have a scimitar, right?
Yeah.
You put a scimitar blade at his neck. He looks at you and he's like, the dragon will live. And he throws his neck into the blade.
I didn't do that, guys. That wasn't me. Troy, calm down. Calm down.
It's like
that wasn't me.
From Daredevil.
Swear to God, that wasn't me.
He's gonna kill a family. He throws himself into that spike.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Spoiler alert for anybody who's in Daredevil.
And throws himself right on the blade.
So we know we're not gonna live because of the dragon. That's the information that we received.
Just keep bringing back.
Yeah, let me bring it back.
You spare the dying again.
What the fuck's in this cave?
All you hear is a gurgle and a. He's got a giant hole in his neck.
I start facing Del Toro. Oh god. Okay, well, poop break.
What about the other guy? Can we bring the other guy back?
If you want to do that?
If you want to, yeah.
Spare the dying! Poof. Okay, he's away.
Okay.
You
guys do your thing.
So the other guy is awake now.
I'll roll for intimidation.
Hang on. I'll roll deception and try and...
Okay.
That? Okay. Fair enough.
Nat 20!
Alright. I like how your in-combat rolls are terrible, but your out-of-combat, your separate rolls have been great. So what do you need to say?
I'm pulling him up. Where is everybody? And why did you attack us?
We I'm going to give it to you because of the Nat 20. It's like, you're a member. We've moved the horde for Resmir wanted us to move. It's gone except for the eggs.
Where? I have to find Resmir.
I don't know. Mondath may know. Who are you? You're beginning to tell your deception is starting to wear a little bit thin as he realizes you're a gnome. They're not equal opportunity employers, something the Rancor's brothel does not support.
Okay.
I don't understand. Insight roll from anyone who's up close and watching.
I mean, we're all kind of there, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
At that point, I'm going to...
Crit. I got a crit for my 19.
I'm just going to slam it back into the ground and knock it back out.
Okay, give me a strength
roll. You're going to waste my crit? Come on. Right, man.
You realize he's getting ready to scream.
Oh.
This
so
might
I'm ready to hack down...
How goes that gnome strength?
8.
You kind of shove him into the ground, and he kind of he chokes. But you see him. You notice he's breathing back out to yell.
And as he's about to yell, I kick him in the side of the head to shut him up.
Just stab him.
Mom's head off.
That's evil, and you'll attack me.
It's not evil. If you kill somebody, we just killed a guy. I didn't attack anybody. It's not for just killing people.
So I'm trying to lop his head off. Does my 19 count? Do I need to roll again?
No, the 19 was to realize what he was getting ready to
do. Okay.
At this point, I mean, he's holding him down. He's barely alive. If you use your sword, which you are incredibly proficient at, I'm not even going to make you roll. It's like, can you hit something that's not moving?
Yeah, so I strike down and just lop his head right off. He kind of goes, and rolls his head back.
Yep, so now you got two cultist pest dispensers lying there.
Well, this one doesn't have a head at all, so it's a useless pest dispenser. Which is like the most annoying thing of all time. You knock the head off the pest dispenser, you're like, fucking, I can't even use this thing anymore. you just try to shoot him out, it's ridiculous.
So there you go.
I take a finger as well.
I head back to Greenest.
No, didn't he say Mondath is... He said Resmir's gone. What did he say about Mondath?
Well, the horde is gone. They've moved.
But the eggs are here.
The eggs are here. We need to get ready these eggs.
Yes.
He just said that the eggs were in there. Yeah.
To be fair, I believe I said... we could go back and listen. I think he said something defective, but the eggs are... And that's when he started to come out of it. I don't know if he... Did I finish... I don't know if I finished my sentence or not.
Going back to Greenius isn't going to help us at this point.
Gone, but the eggs are here.
We need to try to destroy the eggs, so I say we move forward. We move in.
I'm taking an egg.
Well, you can take one, and I'll destroy the other two.
Okay.
So, Poopy McPooperton in there doesn't get a vote because he's not in here.
He'll agree.
I know.
Yes.
I need a good Matt quote. I don't even know. I can't do Matt's voice.
Involve poop or some sort of penis thing. I don't know. Cave is like a vagina. That seems like a thing.
Let's go to the vagina cave. Fuck yeah!
I love it. Okay.
That's my Matt impression, I guess.
Okay. Excellent. You guys are finding plot.
You're laughing because it's accurate.
It's funny because it's true.
All right. Now that it's quiet, we need to listen.
All right. Did you say we get multiple short rests? Did we agree on that?
We'll have to look that up.
Do you want to do that since you guys are low on HP?
You also have heal spells. You have the ability to do some healing.
Yeah, we're getting ready to walk into a place that could kill us. So you're pretty low right now.
Sorry about rolling two crits. My bad.
Yeah, dick.
Just be glad it was crits on this and not crits on other people. These guys.
Yeah, they don't do as much damage, but still.
If they had been standing side by side, I could have done another like 2 or 3d6 damage.
Oh, pack tactics?
Yeah.
It says,
that's weird. For humans?
Short rests in the midst of short rests, plural, in the midst of an adventuring day and a long rest at the end of the day. Or short rest is a period of downtime, at least 1 hour long, during which a character does nothing more about character spend one or more hit dice at the end of a short rest, up to the character's maximum number of hit dice, which is equal to the character's level. For each hit die spent in this way, the player rolls the character's name.
So you can roll as many hit dice as you want for each rest until you run out for the day. Then the next day you get all your hit die back.
This one says that you can only take one long rest in a 24-hour.
Right.
This one says you can take
rests.
As many rests as you want, basically.
Yeah. So you want to chillax for an hour, and then you guys can get your HP back up? That's what you want to do? It's still dark out.
That's the problem with the dungeon. You don't know if you're going to be able to.
Well, we're not in the dungeon yet. We haven't gone inside.
No, we've killed the guards at the door, so we hope nobody notices.
The difference is, so we can use hit dice. Like, we can do as many rests as we want and use our hit dice, but after a long rest, we only gain back half of the hit dice that we use.
Right.
Half of the character's total.
That's weird. No, if I was playing it wrong, that's my bad. I thought it was only one of each type of rest a day.
Well, that's the thing. When you're first level, it doesn't matter. Once you use that 1d6, that one hit die,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. This is true. Again, also, like I said, you have a couple of magical means of healing as well, which you probably want to avoid using, but... It depends. I'll leave it up to you. I mean, again, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You're right. You did kill the guards.
Don't skin cats, man. The cats are cool.
Cats are evil.
Hate you.
Exploding kittens.
Exactly. I'm all for it.
That, by the way, is what we use as currency.
We take an hour?
In the under.
How much? What are the two guards wearing?
They were wearing leather armor.
Yeah, is there anything on them we can take that's useful?
I'm not even thinking that. I'm thinking maybe if we can get two of you to look like the guards and stand at the door, we can take our rest.
Oh, I mean, that's possible, I suppose.
Sorry, I sharted when we were having that battle.
I mean, there's a whole, like,
what a mess.
There's a whole village out there of stuff that we can just go take a rest in and probably not be bothered.
Well, yeah, but that way, if they come looking for the two guards, they see there's somebody there.
I suppose that's true.
Well, propping up the dead bodies?
If we're going to take a short rest and we're going to take advantage of that, I'm going to be one of those people because I need to.
That's fine, but so long as you're just standing there.
Luke gets cut one of their heads off, so that might be a little challenging.
Sorry.
So long as you're just standing there.
The horde's gone, but the eggs are there.
That was so
joking. So long as you're just standing around and you're not doing a whole lot of anything, that's part of the rest.
Right, yeah.
So you're taking a short rest? Is that what's going on? Why don't you just take one of my little bottles of fucking happy juice?
I will tell you as the DM, this has nothing to do with the campaign. This is just a general word of advice. The nice thing about your versions of healing is it does happen instantaneously. You can't take a short rest in the middle of a combat.
Exactly.
That sounds ridiculous, but it is a good thing to know that, hey, by the way, you can't...
If we're in the middle of a big fight...
You could drink one of those and immediately gain hit points.
Yeah. So don't waste them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can.
Same with spells.
Stuff. And there are certain people here who can heal themselves in the middle of combat as well. So it just sort of depends on what happens.
Well, then, I mean...
I forget how that works. It's been a while.
What all did I miss?
The horde's gone, the eggs are there.
And I did a really good impression of you while you were gone.
Yeah. Thin walls.
So we're contemplating a rest because we're damaged.
Yeah. Just a short rest.
That's 2 hours.
Hour.
At least.
Hour, so...
It doesn't matter. We're going into a cave. It's still going to be dark anyway. It doesn't matter how light it is outside.
Well,
I mean...
You two rest.
We'll stand guard.
Post guard. We're positive there's no other exit or entrance to the caverns.
Yeah.
No. Well, can we, like...
At least on this side of it.
A little bit first. There's no other way somebody could sneak up on us from inside.
I mean, when you surveyed...
Inside, I don't think...
Well, that's why we're posting.
When you surveyed the canyon, you only saw the one entrance.
The only entrance into this cave?
Oh,
for sure?
I don't know. I investigated the area.
Let's
see anything else?
That's what you see so far.
This is coming in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the 30-foot gap where you can kind of see how it's got a little notch there, and then, like, the torches were just inside the cave here.
Okay. Yeah, so we're kind of just standing in this area.
Yeah, you guys, this whole battle kind of took place right
so
here.
So where are the eggs at?
Somewhere way inside the cavern, I'm assuming.
Oh, I thought you guys saw them or something.
No.
No, okay. No, I rolled deception and woke the other guy up and questioned him. Where is everybody? Stuff
okay.
like that.
Cool. So everybody's gone. I mean, take the rest and we'll guard you, you know?
You're good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's a good idea, if you think.
Okay.
One rest has been taken.
Whose idea was it to take the rest? You guys really...
Mine.
Are you guys okay with taking the rest?
Well, that's the point, yeah.
No.
They need the hit points.
Roll a hit die so you can get some points back.
That's what happens when you crit.
Five.
I'm going to use two.
Yeah, you can use more than one.
Nice!
Oh, 12-er.
Nice. Congrats.
Did you back up at full?
No.
He's four shy.
Okay.
Still not pretty
bad.
Good, though.
Yeah.
How'd you roll, Tron? You got a 5.
I got a 5.
That's not bad. So you're both at 17, at least.
What's your max?
I have healing spells. You guys have healing spells. I mean, we've got other options.
What's your guys' max?
Mine's 25.
Matt?
30.
Okay, I'm 31.
Because you guys have rolled really well when we've done that.
Yeah, so we did.
I rolled okay once and then took the average once. So.
Yeah, that's why I don't like average.
But my rolls today.
So our DM's out here. Are you going to get those Kit Kats?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get the Kit Kats. Make a bunch of noise.
I love you, buddy.
Get up.
You want to find out?
No, actually, I'm going to take
them. Yeah.
Thank you. And so the bold adventurers stand before the cave. Can they find the hatchery and escape unscathed? Or will they become fodder for the dragons? Find out in our next episode of Brothel D&D.
Let's go to the vagina cave. Fuck yeah!